More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. In April, Boise State Public Radio learned an independent investigation tasked with probing the racist agenda of a retired Boise police captain had spent all its money, approximately $500,000. However, now Boise Mayor Lauren McLean says the public will soon learn the results of that investigation. McLean visited with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, to talk about that probe, as well as her decision to make Ron Weingar the full-time chief at Boise Police and the Ada County Commissioner's decision to pull its funding from a plan to house homeless men, women, and children who may be medically fragile at a downtown Boise hotel. Let's take a listen.
I want to talk a bit about the investigation concerning Boise Police. We were told about a month ago that that investigation had come to a halt, and again, a probe into the racist agenda of a former Boise police captain and how or if it had infected the police department. We were also told that the independent team basically capped out their expenses at $500,000. It has been about a month. So Mayor McLean, what can you tell us about where that stands?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. You know, this is, it's really important from the beginning of this that this was an independent investigation by folks that are completely unconnected to us, right? So that they can ask the questions they need to ask. And we expect the investigator, Michael Bromwich, to report to council and the community this month on what he did, what he learned, and what else we might want to be thinking about doing as we look ahead. And then together with the chief, Chief Weiniger, I'll determine with the chief what the department should do next after we hear from the investigator. You know, it's an independent investigation. We set a budget. I'm waiting to hear and to have a report provided to the community and really believe that this was an important investigation. This police department is a department budget over $80 million, and I'm committed to investing in safety, justice, and accountability. And this is a big, important step as we learn more about the surprise news that we all had last winter.
So am I hearing this right, that for all intents and purposes, that the investigation has at least ended for now?
Well, it'll be over once we hear from the investigator, right? Because part of the agreement was that he would report to the council and the community on what he did and what he found. And we look forward to hearing that this month.
Have you been briefed informally, formally throughout?
He briefed me and the council about a month ago. And then we've been working to schedule a final briefing. He gave us a little bit of information and then will provide to me and to council and to the community at the same time the extent of what he learned. You know, as I said, this was the news of a white supremacist that served in our department for 20 years was shocking to all of us. And so having someone come in with a background in this work, with no connections to Boise and remaining really independent in the questions he asked and the people he spoke with, and then in his report to me and to the council, were very important tenets of this work.
So again, to repeat, you're saying that you're expecting that briefing, and will it be a public briefing, but later this month?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. It'll be a public briefing to the council and the community this month at one of our council meetings. We're still working on final schedules.
So within the next couple of weeks then?
Yep, yeah.
We have learned that former Boise Police Chief Mike Masterson has decided to run for mayor to challenge you this November. And in his talking points in an interview on this program and elsewhere, he mentions the words crisis, waste, and drift when referring to your administration. And when he says that your administration is moving the city in the wrong direction, you say what?
Well, you know, George, first off, you know, campaigns are part of the democratic process and it's part of the job. And so we're in an election year. But I'll say this. You know, I'm thinking daily about Boiseans and where we need to head, and not only how we protect people today, but where we're headed for the future. And these have been tough times for a lot of us, really challenging years with pandemic and a rise in extremism. But I'll keep betting on Boise, to be honest, because despite the challenging political environment in the state that infringes on our freedoms, our ability to control our own destiny, like, Boise's beating the odds. And that's because we care about people. We roll up our sleeves and turn these challenging times into opportunities. And we've done it, George, again and again. And we're delivering because of that. You know, we are addressing housing and delivering affordable housing opportunities for residents through public-private partnerships. We approved housing funds towards a housing development on State Street at Arthur. It'll be 102 homes for families, and 10 of those will be for families that are currently experiencing homelessness. I set a goal of delivering jobs, all kinds of jobs for Boiseans. And now we have Micron investing. We've, you know, celebrated the launch of new manufacturing opportunities in Boise. We're delivering on jobs again with Boiseans. And then, you know, then there are basic things like the life that we are so lucky to live here, that we want to make sure our kids are able to live, that we enjoy and we know they will enjoy if we keep doing what we do in Boise, and that's working together. And we've set a goal with the community, and we're marching towards it, of making sure that every person, and I love to think about it as every kid in this city, can walk safely to a park within 10 minutes. You know, these are bold goals and challenging times, but I'm confident that we'll meet them, because we do what Boiseans always do and work really hard together, and live by our values. And through it all, we're making sure that we're a safe and welcoming community for everyone.
But when he uses the words crisis, waste, and drift, are you disappointed in that? Or do you just chalk that up for, well, that's just politics?
You know, I think about other words to describe Boise, and that is an incredibly wonderful, connected community where we take care of each other, we protect the place that we love. So I think of Boise as hardworking, gritty, optimistic, innovative, a community that comes together time and time again and proves that we beat the odds when we do it together.
Let's talk about Ron Weiniger, the now full-time chief, Ron Weiniger, and your decision to make him the full-time chief after his serving as interim. I don't think I'm the first to tell you that the announcement came as a bit of a surprise, in that we thought there would be more interviews, more candidates. What event or combination of events led to this decision?
You know, I got to say, there can't be anything more nerve-wracking than a six-month job interview, right? Ron, the chief, served closely by my side daily, served this community for 6 months as interim. And sometimes you just have to make decisions. He was the right person for the job at the right moment. And really, I believe it when I started receiving within the community, both during his tenure as interim and then after the announcement, that of course, it should be Ron. It should have been Ron sooner. He's demonstrated in that time that he's committed to this community. He serves the department steadily. He proved himself in our bargaining process and problem solving, and he's moving the department forward, keeping our community safe, and believes in accountability, which is really important. You know, in the last 6 months working with Ron, the investments that we're making in safety, justice, and accountability continue to demonstrate their impact, with the lowest crime rate in 20 years, our largest recruitment class we've had in a while. And it was part and parcel tied to his leadership. So it was all of that together, and knowing after working with him so closely that he was the right person, that I asked him to, you know, to serve in full capacity. And I was so grateful that he said yes.
But for how much longer? I think he'd be the first to tell us that he is considerably older than most of the people in his department.
Oh, George, you know, these offers are made without a time limit. But I'll tell you that he knows better than anyone that he'll be as effective as possible for the length of time that he wants to be there. And I'd never want somebody to serve beyond the time that they feel as though they're able to serve. But at this point, you know, he's the chief of police for the city of Boise. And day in, day out, he's thinking about nothing but how we keep this community safe, and we strive for justice and accountability.
But you don't want to be doing this again in less than 2 years, do you?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'll do whatever I have to do for the city of Boise and to make sure that we have a team in place that wants to serve and is able to serve. And if that requires our community to have this conversation again in a couple of years, you know, that's what the job entails. And I'm ready to do that.
Let's talk about the men, women, and children who, sad to say, do not have a permanent roof over their head and are staying at the Red Line Hotel. And the city's decision to backstop the funding for that because Ada County officials declined to extend their participation. Can you talk about, first of all, your reaction to their decision and then basically the city having to pay that much more for this, for a safe place for these families?
Sure. You know, George, I wasn't shy in being clear that I was disappointed because, at least here in Boise, our values are such that we don't give up on people. And we have to, yes, look for long-term solutions to tackle homelessness, but not at the expense of folks that have a roof over their heads having one while we come up with those long-term solutions. And it was for that reason that I did not balk, nor did our city council, at being willing to continue to keep these families and folks with medical conditions housed, because I am not going to make the mistakes that other cities have made, where we've given up on people, and we've got to keep folks housed while we also work diligently, constantly, to come up with long-term solutions. And I got to say that I'm proud of the fact that, you know, at Boise, we figured out how to do both. We take care of people, we meet them where they're at, and we invest in long-term solutions. In fact, if you head over to Station 5, you'll see a whole bunch of dirt. There's going to be a fire station there, and we're preparing to have housing that will support those experiencing homelessness to get them back up on their feet. We're working on permanent solutions for family homelessness in partnership with so many individuals and organizations and companies here in town. And I also got to say, I'm super excited that last week we got some surprise funds from the federal government. And I called up the chair of the county commission and said, we're going to set these aside so we can work on long-term solutions together. So the county and the city are working together. But in the meantime, we can't turn our backs on those who have roofs over their head if we want to get ahead of this problem in the long run and keep people safe and healthy.
What do you know about the families staying at the Red Line? Are these the working poor?
You know, George, I would say that so often, and whether it be at the Red Lion or families that have been at Interfaith, the other families in this community that are homeless, it's a whole mix of people. It's folks that, you know, are working multiple jobs trying to have ends meet, but can't find a home that's available given the market that we're in right now. It's folks that just fell on unexpectedly bad times that suddenly find themselves in this situation. All of these people have the potential and opportunity to get back on their feet if we don't give up on them. So we keep them housed and healthy. And if we all roll up our sleeves to develop long-term solutions to support Boiseans.
And that was Boise Mayor Lauren McLean speaking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.